Well, good to see you. I got a lot to cover. Boy, I got way too much stuff. But we got next week, you know. It's not a problem. But that next week, yeah, Lord willing, that next week's going to come to an end sometime soon, and others will be teaching. Tracy, at 10:01, would you be kind enough to blow the horn or yell and say stop, okay? And we'll stop right in mid-sentence.
I doubt it.
We will. We'll do a mid-sentence.
I'd like to see them.
All right. I'm going to show you. Anybody want to share anything else? I'll give you 30 seconds. You haven't had a chance. Something happening. Maybe you led somebody to Christ this week. Whatever.
Tremendous encouragement from a brother that I've been counseling with.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Praise God. I don't know about you. I can't believe it's September coming already. And yeah, but a couple more days. And I can't believe it's getting dark at 8:30 now.
I know.
Oh, I just can't take it. Hey, for fact checkers, that story I told last week, that wonderful story about John Wesley getting up after he'd been beaten up and everything, many people coming to Christ. For you fact checkers, it wasn't John Wesley.
Uh-oh.
It was John Knox. Just want to get that right. And John Knox went through Upper England, Scotland, and turned the world upside down for Jesus and started the Presbyterian Church. What a man of God he was.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Also, I can't read my writing. Brother Jewett, is he here today? J-E-W. Chris? Got baptized. It was wonderful. Wonderful, brother. Huh? I love the way you obeyed God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Years later, when you realized, I want to obey God. I understand this truth. That was wonderful.
Amen.
And there was a lady, and I does anybody know her? She got baptized too. What was her name? Oh, I just skipped them.
Lisa Kane.
Lisa Kane. Is she in our class? No. That was a wonderful testimony too. Scott Harrington, you know, Sue went through a horrendous thing, but he tells me last week, he got me outside the door there, and he said, Barry, I was almost going to share this, and he listed 18 things that happened in rapid order with regard to his wife's healing, who he said she's pretty much back to normal. We'll ask Sue if that's true. You only know your own body. And then all the details of his mother's passing and everything had to fall. I mean, he told a story. I said, you need to write this down. This needs to be proclaimed. Just how God worked out every little detail. Amen, Dave?
Yes.
Scott? It was really good. It was good. Afghanistan.
Oh.
Worse than awful. Here's a country the size of Texas has the economy of Rhode Island. The entire economy of Rhode Island is the economy of Afghanistan.
Wow.
Not much of an economy. I understand that almost all the missionaries that I mentioned last week, 223 of them, are being brought out. Almost all of them are out as of today.
Praise God.
That's the record I got. Anybody get an update on that this morning? I didn't read anything this morning. Okay, there's a lot going on. But pray for that. And our dear, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, and they were all from Camp Pendleton. All 13 of those people, I believe, were Marines, and they were all from Camp Pendleton. I was at Camp Pendleton. I know it well. And it was just worse than awful when you see what's going on there. The leadership of our country is abominable.
Amen.
Okay? Just awful. But yet we have to pray for them. And I don't want to tell you what I'm praying.
Yeah.
Okay? But just please, 10 seconds. Lord, we got a lot of our people left behind.
Yes.
But I have to say, I never know what to believe. But I believe a lot of people have gotten out, over 100,000. And that is miraculous if that's true.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray we would get. We're a country that believes no man left. Whatever it takes, we get them out.
Yes.
Except this administration. And I pray that something miraculous would occur.
Yes.
By Tuesday night.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We've been walking with God through suffering and pain and persecution. And then I got into a subtitle, The Glorious One Has Purpose for the Suffering One, which is you and I. Okay? Last week, we went through chapter 4 through verse 10. And I'm going to start at verse 11. And what I'm going to do today, you're going to have to forgive me for those of you that weren't here. I'm going to start at 11. I'm going to pretend like I just finished 1 minute ago teaching verse 10. That's how I'm going to start. Otherwise, if I go back and review every week, well, you know,
yeah,
it'll be the millennium, you know, type thing. I do have a lot of notes, kind of half crazy when it comes to notes. So anyway, I want to tell you what we're going to do next, hopefully next week, at least at the latter part. We are going to start talking about, and I've got my lesson already done. Look at this. Mike Wade should be very proud. Look at Michael. Huh? Look at that. 5 pages. It's all typed up. You're going to get a copy. I just gave it to Sister Klein. Man, you're going to be ready. And guess what we're going to take up? Weeping and crying. Okay? That's what we're going to take up for about a week. Now, and I want to mention in this, we'll wait till next week. I had two things happen to me this week where this lesson I put into action, because I have a big mouth and I tend to talk way too much, okay? And I had two situations, very, very serious, life-threatening things, where people came to Pam and I and asked us to intervene for prayer and so on. And I used this approach. And I'll wait till next week. But you know what it was? I said precious little. I lifted my hands towards these people, including my neighbors across the street. Okay, very serious situation. Ungodly people, not saved. But they came to us for prayer.
Praise God.
They came across the street for
God.
You know, when the life was right at the end almost, they came across the street.
That's awesome.
And guess what? I hardly said anything. I prayed to God.
There you go.
That something miraculous would take place. And I'll just leave it at that. And last night, Rod came across the street. And I mean, I thought this guy was going to die last week. I really did. He came across with tomatoes. I said, here, Barry, I want you to have. He says, Barry, I want to. When this happened, we were standing in the garage 7 days ago, and I had my hands on top of my little Mini Cooper, and that's where I prayed. You know, where I said precious. He said, last week, Barry, I'm not a religious man. I know I should be. Yeah, I'm not a religious man, but I thought I was going to die. And you prayed a prayer, a short one. I ended up in ER, and I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I can only say it's because what you did on the top, on the roof of that car.
That's right.
So it's kind of cool. But I prayed like 10 words. I had been studying this, and I felt the Lord would do it, and He did. So now I have an open door, David, like you wouldn't believe.
I believe it.
You know, I've got a door like you wouldn't believe, and I trust that I'll go in and do the right thing.
That's awesome.
This week, let me get my notes here. My neighbor, read two paragraphs to talk about it. Yeah, I did that. Any comments on that? Now, I'm going to shock you a little bit today, okay? I'm going to say some things that may be offensive, things that may upset you, you may not agree with. Where's Jewel? Is she here today? Okay. You know, I taught for 10 years by Coda. I shocked those people sometimes, just shocked them. And they corrected me. I had former missionaries, former pastors in there. Every once in a while they'd say, Malloy, are you sure you got that right? I don't want you to be afraid to say that to me. Okay? And today especially, because I've got a couple things that may be very, very controversial. So, Lord, here it goes. We're going to start at verse 11. This is an incredibly, incredibly wonderful portion of Scripture. This is life-changing material here. And I pray it will do just that in Jesus' name. All right, jars of clay. Okay, starting at 4, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 11. Reading out of the NIV. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. The thought of life from death is one of the deepest principles found in all of Scripture. It's one of the deepest principles of existence. When you eat meat, you're eating something of an animal that's dying. It's dead, in most cases, unless it's not cooked enough. And I think this has the same application in the spiritual realm. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
Hallelujah.
Yeah? You want to see people getting saved? Take a trip with my wife. Go to Liberia and see people getting saved. You know? When she goes to Liberia with that mission team I mentioned last week, comes back after 21 days letting me know that 7 people had led over 248 people to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And when she went to Argentina 3 times, she said the joy was, as we did that, and they were all followed up by the local pastors, the joy was when I went back next year, I saw 5 or 6 I led to Christ sitting in church. Okay? The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. The more the church is suffering, the more the persecution comes, the more the affliction comes, the hunting and the pursuit. Let me tell you something. If I read this scripture right, Christianity spreads.
That's
things
right.
Happen.
That's right.
Okay? Any thoughts on that?
Good stuff, man.
Huh? Isn't it true?
Yeah.
I almost cannot say what I'm about to say. But the scriptures are clear here. I can't vacate it. I have to say it. Here it is. When suffering and violence comes to a servant of the Lord, the Apostle Paul, we normally think of it as a tragedy. Okay? We do. But actually, as we look at it, this is God's normal way of dealing with things.
Amen.
This is how he multiplies the church. It's hard for me to say. I live in North America. I live in America. I love it. I love my freedoms. Paul says, constant exposure to death for Jesus' sake is the divine manner in which the life of Jesus is manifested in our mortal bodies.
That's right.
That's how it works. Okay? Verse 12. Any comments? We're going to go to verse 12. Go, bro.
Well, if you think about it.
Yeah.
The devil and the Pharisees, they thought they were winning by crucifying Christ.
Yes.
They nailed him to the cross, and it talked about how they were celebrating in a sense.
Yeah.
But that very thing that they used to kill him was the very thing that put the devil
Amen. Yes.
Because his resurrection from the dead
right.
brought about the salvation, yeah. which where they were trying to stop.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Missionary right here on the wall, green ceiling.
Yeah.
Who's a graduate of Radius International. Radius International, one of the things that they teach all the students right out of the gates is death itself.
Yeah.
Because they can't do what they're doing if they keep holding on to their own desires.
Yes.
So that's a big portion of Radius training. Teaching them, you know, when they hit the field, they're already dead.
Yeah.
So stop whining about stuff. You're already dead.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So. Wonderful. Thank you. Verse 12. Any others? Brother?
You know that the suffering and death and the martyrs and all the rest of stuff. When Paul, the Apostle Paul, seen Stephen get stoned, the impact of that on his life, he talked about many different times.
Yeah.
You know, before, you know, after his experience on the road from Damascus and all the rest of it, him seeing and Stephen rejoicing, seeing Jesus at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
So that had quite an impact on him.
Absolutely.
He was.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead, Trace.
And to tag on to that, Stephen's focus and the reason he was able to go through what he went through was on Christ.
Amen.
It was a privilege and opportunity to see the Lord standing on his behalf next to the throne of grace.
Yeah. Amen.
And had he not had that focus, it would have been harder.
And
gone before.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wonderful. Verse 12. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Let me change that a second. So then, death is at work in me, Paul, who's come to you. At great cost I came to you, but life is at work in you. Let's talk about this for a few minutes. He reminds the Corinthians that it was because of my suffering, because of the heart, the things I had to go through, I got to see you people.
That's right.
I came there at great cost, huge cost. Untold sufferings took place, he says, in order to get to you. In order to get to you. Okay? And he says it was worth it all. It was worth it all, folks, because they had trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. So he comes into this town at great suffering and leads many people to Christ. The physical loss that he had to endure resulted in a great spiritual gain for them. Hallelujah. It's tremendous. Okay? Now, we tend to cry out to God when suffering comes. We just do. Okay? But sometimes we need to thank him. Oh. Do I have to? But sometimes we need to thank him for such afflictions.
Yep.
Make us stronger than ever in Christ. Okay? No doubt about it. Verse 13. Are you with me?
Yep.
It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Okay? Is he defeated? Is he discouraged? Is he dismayed? No. I'm sure there were nights of really wondering what in the world is going on. But overall, not at all, is the attitude he had. Beyond suffering in this life lies unspeakable glories.
Right.
Unspeakable glories are about to occur.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Amen. By the way, Ligonier's is coming to Troy. It's coming to Troy. What church?
Woodside. Yeah,
But it's coming. I'm just letting you know, Ligonier's is coming. Here he quotes from Psalm 133 and 10. He quotes right from the scriptures. The afflictions never sealed his lips. never sealed his lips. Okay? Wherever there is true faith, there must be an expression of it. It's going to happen. Do you have that picture, brother? What do we got? What's our time?
We've got 13 minutes.
Ooh, maybe I'll do this story next week then.
Go for it, brother. Go for
it. Should I do it now?
Go for it.
You sure? This was a case, again, in my life. I'm a nobody. I'm a dum-dum. But this is a case where God worked a mighty thing, and it could have been incredibly dangerous and didn't turn out that way. Yeah, that's as big as you can make it. Can you all see that?
Yeah.
I'm standing on the third step of about 100 steps going to the Lincoln Memorial about almost to the week a year ago with some of my brothers and sisters in Christ, about 165,000 of them. You see it there?
Yeah.
We filled this place. This is the reflection pond, the Washington Monument. I went there. You know, I had had a brain bleed operation in June. I had an eye operation in July. My wife had a serious back operation in late August. I had a flooding of my basement. Where's Cliff? No, Cliff's up in Frankfurt today. A serious flooding of my basement in August. And here I am in Washington, D.C. Some of my fellow Christians says, are you out of your mind? Why are you going to this? They're going to beat you up. They're going to spit on you. I'm telling you, Barry, you better get ready. You better carry a knife. I mean, I had brothers tell me this. And I went. I went. I'm a nobody. Okay? Franklin Graham had put together this prayer walk, and we did a prayer walk from the Washington Monument. Michael W. Smith was there too. Boy, did we ever sing well. And we thought there was going to be Franklin had told us, you're going to be about 4,000 people there, okay? Yeah. And my wife said, Barry, are you sure you should do this? That Black Lives Matter, they're going to come and they're going to knock your head off. If you get hit on that head, you're going to be a dead man. You know, she was concerned. And I said, I really think this is the right thing to do. I want to do it, okay? So off we go. Okay, we did a 9-step prayer march. I never told this, did I? Have I ever told this?
No.
I did a 9-step prayer march with 166,000 of us. Oh, was it ever cool. We went from the Washington Monument all down there, the Lincoln Monument all the way down. We went all the way to the Capitol. Okay, I'm gonna hit this wall. We hit the Capitol. No, we did not go to the Capitol. We got to the little fence that was there, 166,000 of us. We came to the fence, which there's a reflecting pond called the General Grant Reflecting Pond, and then the Capitol. We never knocked over anything. We never showed any destruction whatsoever. As we did this, we prayed, we sang, and we just praised God. We quoted scripture. We had our hands above our head. We were rejoicing. This is the same day that Justice Abby, was it Abby Barrett? Amy Comey Barrett got put in. We watched that on TV. We stood about 200 feet from the, I don't mean to get off of that. Okay, anyway, we did all this stuff. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Awesome.
There was about 200 Black Lives Movement people over here. I was within 80 feet of those people as we were walking. They were up on a little hill. There was about 200 of them. They were ugly as sin. Sorry. Their faces were painted. They had F words. Every other sign had the F word. They were, you know, the most hideous signs you can imagine. Okay? We're right there. So I'm coming down, and we're praising God. And I'm thinking, Pam told me, don't you go there, Barry. And I'm getting close to these guys. And I want to tell you something. Anybody there? Was anybody there? Lou Melly here today? No. Talked to him last night. He's the one that did this picture. I want to tell you something. They never said one word.
Praise the Lord.
They never said one stinking word.
God shut their mouths.
That's right.
I'm not kidding you guys. The Holy Spirit, I was ready. I didn't know. You know, I wasn't sure. Not one word. The Holy Spirit did it all.
He does that.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's life changing.
That's right.
Amen.
When you experience that, that is life changing.
Amen, brother.
I thought I was going to be like the Apostle Paul. I really did. I didn't know what they're going to do to me. I'd been warned. Anyway, anybody got a comment? Kind of hard to comment after the story. I'm actually half crazy.
We were there on the 6th, and it was the same thing.
Yeah.
There was like 2 million people
yes.
on the 6th.
That's right.
And it was 100% peaceful.
Yeah.
All that stuff that went on later.
Later, yeah.
It was not us or the majority of people. It was BLM, Antifa nonsense. But it was totally peaceful, praise the Lord.
Awesome. I'm going to finish up with this. I'm way off, I know, and you're going to have to forgive me. We barely got started, so I apologize. That night, I said to Steve, my buddy, that's my buddy that we had that revival meeting down there in Detroit. Remember that? Remember I told you about the revival meeting, the protest? We made it into a revival meeting. Steve said, let's get out of here, Barry. And then when we got done, he said, let's do it again. Steve's with me, my dear brother Steve. Never done this before in his life. I've done it 4 times. I said, let's go. We're going to go to the Supreme Court. This is like 6 o'clock at night. We're going to go to the Supreme Court. What do I got, 3 minutes? We're going to go to the Supreme Court. I want to preach the gospel at the Supreme Court. I want to stand right smack in the middle on the steps of the Supreme Court, right smack in the middle where the doors, right through the doors. I want to come down and stand on that last step, Steve. I got Deuteronomy, I think it was 13. I got Deuteronomy 13 talking about our nation, and we're going to preach the gospel. He says, oh, Barry, are you sure you want to do this? I said, let's go. We're going. So we go down. He's sweating. He's literally sweating. He's never done this before. It is scary.
Oh,
so we go to that Supreme Court steps. We get up there. There were hundreds of people there. Hundreds. CNN was within 20 feet of me. ABC was over here. Protesters, all this stuff going on. I said, let's pray. We prayed for safety. You never know what's going to happen. You never know.
That's right.
Okay? Are you ready? And we preach the gospel
of
Jesus Christ from Deuteronomy, I think it was 7 or 13 we used. Okay? It was wonderful. Guess what happened? There were hundreds of people there, and they were nasty people. I mean, there were nasties around there. You know, they're all doing their own thing. A group of about, 50 Christians encircled us.
Wow.
They absolutely encircled us. And they kept shouting out, preach it, brother! Preach it! And we preached.
Praise the Lord.
And we said, Lord, in those doors! I'm really getting off. Forgive me. But this is exciting to me.
Amen.
This is life-changing.
Amen.
In those doors, Lord, there's scriptures. The scriptures from the Old Testament are up on those walls. Oh, Lord, make them alive today. Please make them alive today. We've gone so far off. All right, we get back in the car. It was a tremendous night. We get back in the car, and Steve didn't want to do it. I mean, he was sweating, literally breaking out. And he says to me, Malloy, let's do it again. So kidding. And guess what? That was Saturday night. We did it Sunday night, too. We did it Sunday night. Hey, guys, I believe this was God for that moment called me to do.
That's right.
You know, you may think I was wild and crazy, but I felt it was the right thing to do, and I feel like God honored it.
He sure
That's right.
did.
So.
You preach the gospel. He doesn't let his word return void.
Amen.
Any comments? I'm not looking for praise. I'm asking you to start talking about Jesus in the marketplace.
That's right. That's
more and more. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
That's obedience.
Go ahead. Yeah, we'll be back.
Further on, verse 15.
Yes, we're coming to it, but go ahead. Steal my thunder. No, no, you do it. I agree.
just mention verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God.
Yeah.
The key is verse 16.
Yeah.
Therefore,
yeah,
we do not lose heart.
No.
But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the foundation of the whole thing.
Amen. We don't lose heart.
Right.
I'm very discouraged about our country, but guess what? God's in charge.
That's right.
Amen.
Final thought. Two guys, you got 30 seconds each.
Okay.
She's going to blow the horn.
I think it talks about the germs of plague.
Yes.
So many times we compromise because we're afraid of getting our jar banged.
Right.
You know, if you start to talk to a neighbor and he gets a little,
yeah,
you stop, you shut up, because you don't want the problems, so we compromise and you end up not sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
We're just so concerned with being healthy, wealthy, and wise,
yeah,
that we are totally useless,
yeah,
in the community.
Yes.
So we have to be willing,
yes,
to speak out, even though somebody might try to crack your jar.
Right. Amen. David?
Yesterday, Eunice and I rode our bicycles to Stony Creek and back, and on the way home...
Man, you must have been sweating.
Well, we got electric bikes, make the electric.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, on the way home, right around 22, 23, 24 in Shelby, there's a blind guy who lives in that area, and I've witnessed to this guy in detail. I got a copy of the scriptures in Braille. This guy's not receptive at all. We see him again yesterday, and I get to help him cross the street. Because he's totally blind, and he can't tell where the sidewalk is, and he's crossing diagonally. I said, man, you got to go right. You got to go right. You know, and he was grateful.
Isn't that wonderful?
And, yeah, and it's like, this was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I witnessed to this guy in detail. I pleaded with him. But here it was,
amen,
4 years later, I'm able to help him cross the
street. Wonderful.
Awesome.
The next step,
yeah,
the next step.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Father, thank you. Thank you so much for saving us. Thank you so much for changing us. Thank you so much for Daniel here last week sharing his workmate. Didn't want to hear it, but he shared it graciously. He'll share it again. Use us, Lord.
Amen.
Help us to not be so afraid. We've got the greatest message on earth, and now we're going to go and worship and hear the Word of God so thoroughly explained it's not even funny. We thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.